I'm used to having some music before we come up to prepare our hearts.
我很习惯能够有一些音乐来预备我们的心。
I love the choir this morning and our song.
我非常喜爱今天早上我们的音乐敬拜和我们的诗班。
Maybe I'll work on that with the chairman that for the future we can have song before the word of God.
我可以跟主席商量，将来我们尽量把诗歌安排在讲道之前。
So maybe to prepare our hearts together, can we just start with a word of prayer and enter into a time of sitting and listening from the Lord?
所以接下来让我们一起到神的面前祷告，安静我们的心，预备好领受他的话语。
Lord, this morning we gather together and we gather in your name.
主啊，今天早上我们聚集，我们奉你的名聚集。
And whatever is going on in our life and inside our mind and in our hearts, we trust that you know.
无论我们今天的心中所思所想的，我们的生命中占据我们思绪的是什么事情，我们知道你已经晓得。
But Lord, as we gather here, we want to look to you. We want to turn our face towards you. We want to turn our eyes to you.
但是主啊，每当我们来到你的殿中，我们要转脸仰望你，我们要转我们的注目于你的身上。
Jesus, you are our beautiful Savior.
耶稣是我们美妙的救主。
And all that we have this morning, we want to direct it to you.
今天早上我们所有的一切都是为了你。
And at the same time, we want to pray that you would do that deep work that is something that we long for, that you would do a deep work inside of us this morning.
今天早上我们要求你 在我们内心的深处动工。
And that, Lord, we would know that there is something spiritually amazing that happens when your people all gather together.
主啊，我们知道当你的子民聚集的时候，有非常奇妙的事要发生。
And so we look to you for that.
主啊，我们为此仰望你。
And we give this time to you.
我们把这个时间仰望在你的手中。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's neat, like Hui Gang said, it's neat to see just the people here and know that our church is online together.
就像主席说的, 我非常高兴看到那么多的弟兄姐妹在一起，我们也能够透过网络敬拜。
But I thought it would be good to remind us that there is whenever God's people gather together to practice the things that He has given to us, and we do that from the bottom of our hearts, I wanted to remind us this morning that there is something spiritual, very deep, that happens in the midst of God's people.
但是我也想要提醒大家，每当神的子民聚集的时候，每当神的子民想要实践出他的话语对我们所说的时候，在我们的内心深处有一些很深刻的属灵的事情在发生。
And if you're not a believer yet this morning, we want to invite you to put your faith in Jesus so that this too can be something that you experience.
如果你还不是基督徒，今天早上我想要邀请你一起和我们来经历神为我们预备的属灵。But
the picture of when God's people are together, even virtually right now, the picture is that because we are living out what God has given us and designed us to do together, He then is doing something full of life that's within our midst. Yeah?
这样的一幅画面是当神的子民聚集在一起，要做出神 对我们的心意，行出神的心意，行出神愿意我们啊做的事情的时候，有充满生命的、生机勃勃的事情要发生。
There is something that happens in the midst of God's people that happens nowhere else in the gathering of people in the world.
当神的子民聚集的时候，啊，有一些在此以外别的地方都找不到的奇妙的事要发生。
There is something spiritual that happens amongst spiritual people.
属灵的事要发生在属灵的人当中。
God's people, when we are spirit-led, there is a spiritual occurrence that happens when we are together.
当属灵的人受到圣灵的引导的时候，我们当中就要发生属灵的事情。
And one of the things as we are on this movement of God together,
当我们在神的作为的当中的时候，
is that spiritual people experience spiritual growth.
就是属灵的人经历属灵的成长。
Spiritual people, as we pursue the Lord, being spirit-led, we experience spiritual growth.
当属灵的人追求属灵成长的时候，我们就会经历这样的成长。
There's words for that. Sometimes we call it sanctification.
我们有这样的术语，有时候我们称之为成圣。
We call it growing spiritually.
我们称之为属灵成长。
Biblically, it's walking in step with the Spirit.
在圣经里也提到与圣灵同行。
Being more and more led by the Spirit of God in your life.
越来越被神在你生命中的圣灵所引导。
And it leads to something that happens from the inside of your life.
它就会导致在你的内心深处发生的变化。
And breaks through into your life of action.
然后呢，就会突破到你的每日的所行所为。
So that more and more you resemble our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
然后呢，你就会每一天越来越像我们的救主耶稣基督。
And that this gathering, whenever God's people are together for any occasion,
每当属灵的人为了任何的情形聚集在一起的时候，
because of the movement of the Holy Spirit among us,
因着圣灵在我们当中的动工，
which happens nowhere else in the world when God's people are gathered together,
在世上没有其他的地方像这样。
We all experience a spiritual growth.
我们都能够经历到属灵的成长。
That's something that I think we all desire for our church, is it not?
我相信我们教会每一个人都很渴慕这样的经历。
And yet the reality is,
然而事实是，
at any given time, at any given season,
不管在什么时刻，什么季节，
there will be those who desire for spiritual growth,
会有一些人他们心里渴慕属灵成长。
But for some reason or another,
但出于种种原因，
this brother or sister has spiritually fallen.
这个弟兄或姐妹在属灵上跌倒了。
They were in one season running the race together with us.
在一个季节他和我们一起奔跑属灵的赛跑。
But for some reason, sometimes we do not know why, they have slipped, they have fallen, and now they are by the wayside.
出于某种原因他们跌倒了，他们失脚了，他们误入歧途了。
At any given time within the church,
在教会中任何时刻，
there are those brothers and sisters.
有这样的弟兄姐妹。
Today it could be you, tomorrow it could be me.
今天可能是你，明天可能是我。
But we at times will stumble and fall and be spiritually injured and we're laying on the wayside.
我们有的时候会被绊倒，会摔跤，会在属灵上受伤，会误入歧途。
Have you ever noticed that?
你有没有注意到这一点？
Because the spiritual person will be able to see and sense certain brothers and sisters that have struggled in some way.
会注意到 或者感觉到 你的弟兄姐妹 是不是有一些挑战
有一些挣扎。 The spiritual person
属灵的人
will sense and see that there are some brothers and sisters who are spiritually fallen by the wayside.
会看到或感觉到 我们属灵的弟兄姐妹跌倒了。
Have you ever seen that?
你有看到过吗?
If you are a spiritual person, you have sensed it. You've seen it. You see that occurring because it happens.
如果你属灵的话, 你应该是有见到过或者感受到, 因为这样的事情总会发生。
And in those instances,
在那样的情形下,
what do we do?
我们该怎么做呢?
What do we do as a church?
作为教会, 我们知道该如此, 如何回应呢?
Today we're going to be looking at a one another as we go through our one another series.
今天作为我们彼此系列中的一个讲道, 我们要看一看, 一个特别的彼此。
And this particular one another is one that is not talked about a lot, nor, I believe, is it practiced in any sort of consistency within the church.
我想这个特别的彼此的这个方面, 在教会中很少被提到, 或者是系统性的被实践出来。
And obviously, if you see our title phrase here, this one another this morning we look at is that the church of God would practice restoring one another.
所以如果您看到我们今天讲到的题目, 我们这个特别的彼此就是提到彼此修复。
So go to your Bibles with me in Galatians chapter 6.
现在请大家和我一起翻到 加拉太书第六章
Galatians chapter 6 and we'll just be camping on a couple of verses this morning.
我们今天来查考两句经文。
Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself lest you too be tempted.
弟兄们,若有人偶然被过犯所胜,你们属灵的人,就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。又当自己小心,恐怕也被引诱。Bear
one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当,如此就完全了基督的律法。The
picture here that is given to us in Scripture
这里经文给了我们这样一幅图画,
is that there are brothers and sisters at any given time within the church
在教会中每个时刻都有弟兄姐妹,
who are in need of spiritual restoration.
他们需要属灵上的修复。
And the picture of an active church
一个活泼的教会的图画是,
is that there is an ongoing practice of restoring one another.
会有, 不断进行的彼此修复的实践。
So that when we gather together,
以至于当我们聚集的时候,
we are not merely coming to sit in a pew.
我们不是就在, 座位上,
we are not merely sitting on the couch at home. But that somehow there is an active practice of the one another's.
而是有非常活泼的一种实践出彼此的一样的,
and one of those one another's is the practice of restoring one another.
在这个彼此的教训的其中之一就是彼此修复彼此挽回
To restore something
修复某个东西
simply means to bring something back to its proper working condition
简单的说就是 让它回到它正常的工作状态
I think any of us I didn't bring my phone up but any of us who have a mobile device,
我想我们当中任何人有个手机的话,
knows that there are times when, especially me, I don't understand what's going on, but it's not working.
我们都知道有的时候也不知道为了什么这个手机就不灵了。
I'm trying to push the functions and it is not functioning.
我想要用某一个某个东西手机上的功能但是它就不灵了。
Something is going on inside of this device.
这个设备的里面有一些事情不对了。
That is preventing it from working the way that it should.
导致它不能正常的工作。
And then we all know what we need to do.
我们都知道我们该怎么做。
Some of us want to throw it on the floor.
有些人要把它摔到地上。
But we know that there's something that happens when we power it down, when we go to this screen and we slide the power off.
但我们都知道我们可以把它断电或者关机。
And you, I don't know, the IT people tell me, wait 5 seconds.
然后呢我也不知道为什么但是就是我们要等五秒钟。
And then you can power it on again.
然后你再重新开机。
But going through this process,
但是有这样的过程,
I don't know what's happening inside.
我不晓得设备里面发生了什么。
But as I go through this process,
但当我这么做的时候, 经历这个过程,
it is able to restore that phone,
我们就可以把这个手机恢复,
to function in the way that it was designed to function.
它就可以按照所设计的正常的运行。
I was able to restore my phone to work in the way that it was designed to function.
这样我就可以修复我的手机，让它回到正常的所设计的工作状态。
Paul is saying,
保罗在这里的意思,
that there are times,
有时,
when brothers and sisters within the church,
教会中的弟兄姐妹,
who are not functioning,
他们不是在一个正常的状态。
They're not functioning spiritually the way that God designed us to function.
在属灵上他们的状态不是神所设计的心意的那样的状态。
They are not able to live out the life that God intended for us to live.
他们不能够活出神愿意我们所活出的样式。
There is something happening inside the life of that believer.
在这个基督徒的内心深处有一些事情在发生。
That has caused the need for some type of restoration.
导致他需要某种恢复。
And the picture that God gives us in His Word,
那么神透过他的话语给我们的画面,
is that when the church is active,
当一个教会是活泼的,
there is an ongoing process where we are restoring one another.
我们就会有一个不间断的过程彼此修复。
We are activated by the Holy Spirit,
我们被圣灵所激发,
to restore one another.
要彼此挽回。
Why?
为什么呢?
Let's look at the text.
让我们看看经文。
Brothers, he says, if anyone is caught in any transgression, this person needs to be restored.
经文中说到，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，他就需要被挽回。
Think about that.
想一想。
If anyone is caught in a transgression,
若有人偶然被过犯所胜。
The ESV says the word caught.
有一个版本说到被抓住。
This means that this person is stuck in sin.
也就是说这个人陷于罪中。
They are so stuck that they are unable to get out of this place of sin.
他们深陷其中，没有办法从最终逃离。
Unable to break free from the sin that's occurring in their life.
没办法从他们生命中的罪得到释放。
And this person needs to be restored.
这个人需要被挽回。
Now, sin is anything that's outside of God's desire for us.
罪就是在神旨意以外的任何事。
Sin is anything.
罪可以是任何事。
Any action, any thought.
任何行为，任何想法。
Any attitude.
任何态度。
That is not God's will or God's desire for our life.
是在神对我们生命的旨意之外的。
And there are times when we get stuck in this place.
有的时候我们陷于这样的境地中。
Yet the original word that we find in Scripture for caught is actually heavier than the word caught.
然而在原文当中，这个词，这个被抓住陷入，其实要更加沉重一点。
The actual word has a sense of being overtaken.
这个原文呢，有一种被所胜，被胜过。
So I think, when I Google translated the Chinese and I was reading the Pinyin, I think the Chinese is more closely resembling the original word.
当我试图去看中文的翻译的时候，我觉得中文翻译与原意原文更接近。
Right? Is that true?
Yeah.
She validated. Okay.
胜过。
So when the brother or sister is not just stuck in sin, but they are overtaken by this thing, thoughts, attitudes, actions that's not the desire of God for the life of the believer.
也就是说，当一个弟兄或姐妹被过犯所胜，过犯也就是在神旨意以外的任何行为、思绪或者态度。
It could be intentional.
有可能是刻意的。
But it could also be unintentional.
或者是无意的。
Whether we know it clearly ourselves sometimes, or we don't know what's happening.
有的时候我们自己都不是很清楚到底怎么回事。
Either way, this word helps us to understand the seriousness of and the serious effects of sin going on in our life.
无论如何，这个词帮助我们了解到罪在我们生命中的沉重的、严重的后果。
So he's saying to this church at any given time.
所以他是对这个教会讲，任何时候。
You have to know that there's going to be some brothers and sisters in this particular time or season that have been overtaken by this.
所以每时每刻都有可能有弟兄姐妹被过犯所胜。
Something inside of that believer is preventing them from living the victorious life that God has called us and given to us to live. But it could also be something, I believe, deeper spiritually.
也有可能是属灵里更深层次的原因。
It could be deception from the enemy, because the enemy, his primary way of attacking us is deception.
也有可能是撒旦的欺哄，因为我们知道他对我们攻击的主要手段就是哄骗我们。
It could also be a particular spiritual stronghold in our life.
也有可能是我们属灵生活中的某一个顽固的一个据点，一个征战之处。
Whatever the case may be,
无论如何，
those of us who are spiritual people,
我们中属灵的人，
we will sense and we will see and we will know that there are those in our midst that have been overtaken.
我们会看见、感受到或者知道我们当中有的人被过犯所胜。
At one point they were moving with us and now they are stuck from moving forward.
原来他们跟我们一同奔跑，但是现在他却停滞不前了。
But it's very similar to when someone's bones are broken.
这就像有人骨折了。
And when someone's bones are broken, the bones need to be restored.
当有人骨折的时候，这个骨头需要被修正。
They need to be healed.
需要被治愈。
The bones need to be put back together again.
我们要正骨把它放回原来的位置。
What's fascinating about this word, restored,
修复这个词很有意思。
Is it's also used in the Gospels.
它在福音当中也被用到。
When the fishermen have used their nets and the nets were torn.
当渔人用他们的网的时候，那个网有的时候会被撕破。
And it says that the fishermen would mend their nets.
福音书中提到 渔人呢就会去修复这个网。
The fishermen need to mend their nets in order for the nets to be made whole again.
打鱼的人需要修复他们的网，这个网才可以恢复原状。
That's where this word restore is also used in the Bible.
所以看在圣经中这个同样的词修复也
Doesn't that help us with this picture?
这是否帮助我们看到这个图画呢？
That which has been broken,
破裂的、撕裂的，
needs to be restored.
需要被修复。
That which has been torn apart and destroyed by sin needs to be mended.
那些被罪撕裂破坏的，需要被修复。
At any given point in time in the church.
在教会中无时不刻的
There are brothers and sisters who are spiritually broken.
都有弟兄和姐妹，他们属灵上
who need spiritual restoration.
属灵上有破口，需要被修复
spiritual healing.
需要被治愈
who need spiritual mending.
需要被挽回
to be made whole.
然后他们才能够重新恢复原有的状态。
So then what are we to do?
那么我们该怎么做呢?
What does that look like within the church?
教会中要有什么样的光景?
If God's word is true and we believe it to be true,
因为神,如果神的话是真实的,我们也
相信如此。And we know that God gives us this word for the church for a reason.
我们都知道神把这个字赐给我们教会是有原因的。
Then what is God saying?
那么神在说什么,对我们讲什么?
Well, it says right here that you...Who are what spiritual should restore them?
你看在经文中讲到你们属灵的人当把它挽回过来。
Let's stop right there for a moment.
让我们停在这里。
Because this is really interesting to me.
因为对我来讲这很有意思。
You who are spiritual should restore them.
你们属灵的人当把它挽回过来。
So the solution that God gives to those who are spiritually broken,
所以神给属灵破碎的人的解决方案是
is spiritual people.
是属灵的人。
You get that?
你看到了吗?
The solution that God brings to the spiritually broken are spiritual people.
神赐给属灵破裂的人的解决方案就是属灵的人。
In other words, when I am spiritually broken,
换言之，如果我属灵上有破碎，
God's solution for my spiritual brokenness is to bring to me spiritual people.
神对我属灵破碎的解决方案就是赐给我属灵的人。
Those who are spiritually broken in the church.
在教会中属灵上有破口的人
God brings spiritual people
神带来属灵的人
who will bring spiritual solutions
带来属灵的解决方案
You see that?
看到了吗?
Sometimes we got to ask ourselves
有的时候我们要问问自己
When we're facing problems in life
当我们遇到生活中的问题
When we're facing circumstances and situations that are just overwhelming for us.
当我们遇到一些我们完全被压倒的生活中的问题的时候
Since childhood, we've grown up looking for solutions.
从小我们就学着要找解决问题的方案
Every child grows up trying to fix their problems.
每个小朋友都学着如何去解决问题
Human beings are very resourceful.
人是很有办法的。
But what we need to think about as Christians
但作为基督徒, 我们该怎么想?
Is where and who do we go to for our solutions?
就是我们要向何方何人去寻求我们的解决方案呢?
When something in life is not going as you had hoped,
如果你生命中有一些不如你所愿的情形,
when something in your life needs to be fixed,
当你生命中有些问题需要被解决,
who do you go to, who do you listen to for solutions?
你找谁, 你听谁的建议呢?
Do you still go back to what your non-Christian mother and father used to tell you how to solve solutions?
你是不是又回到, 去找你非信徒的父母来寻求答案呢?
Do you look at what your non-Christian family members do when they're in a jam?
你是不是去看看你非信徒的亲戚是怎么解决问题的?
Do you look to what your non-Christian coworkers and friends do?
或者你看你的非基督徒的朋友或同事怎么做呢?
It's very natural to look to just anyone for solutions.
很自然的我们要向很多人寻求帮助。
And yet as spiritual people,
但是属灵的人,
when we follow the advice of the world around us,
如果我们, 遵循世界的建议,
haven't we learned that we never experience true breakthrough?
我们是否有学习到那样我们永远不可能有真正的突破?
Why is it that when I'm listening to all the non-Christian advice that is around me,
如果我就是听我身边非基督的教训教导,
why is it sometimes that my problem gets worse?
为什么有时候我的问题更糟糕了呢?
Right? I seem to go deeper into my problem instead of finding a breakthrough to my problem.
而不是突破,
that's because we're going to the wrong solutions.
那是因为我们寻求错误的方法。
We often go to the wrong people.
我们去寻求错误的人。
Spiritual brokenness,
属灵的破碎,
God has provided spiritual people
神预备了属灵的人,
to bring spiritual solutions.
来带给我们属灵的解决方案。
When I am facing spiritual brokenness,
当我面对属灵的破口的时候,
who I want to go to,
我应该去找谁呢?
The person that I want to go find,
我要去找的人,
is a spiritual person.
是一个属灵的人,
because I want to hear a spiritual solution.
因为我想听到属灵的答案。
I want someone who knows how to spiritually sit with me.
我想要找到有人可以在属灵中与我坐下。
I want to sit with someone who has spiritual ears to hear me.
他有属灵的耳朵来听我讲。
I want someone who has spiritual solutions to know how to walk with me and bring the restoration that I need in my life.
他知道如何给我属灵的方案，能够与我同行，能够让我得到属灵上的修复。
So for spiritual problems,
所以对属灵问题,
and by the way, all the problems that we face are spiritual, okay?
别忘了所有的问题都是属灵问题。
You think it's just your job?
你认为就是你的工作吗?
You think it's just your house?
或者是你的房子?
You think it's just your mind?
或者是你的思绪?
You think it's just your body?
你的身体?
All of us, everything that makes us up is spiritual.
我们整个人心思意念身体都是属灵的。
So for spiritual problems,
所以呢, 为属灵问题,
God's design for the church is to provide spiritual people
神设计预备了属灵的人,
who are able to bring spiritual solutions,
可以带来属灵的解决方案,
so that we can all experience spiritual breakthroughs.
这样我们就都能经历属灵的突破。So who are
the spiritual people? I mean, do we have spiritual people?
那谁是属灵的人呢?
Right? Do we have spiritual people?
我们有没有这样的人呢?
God actually designed, I mean, even in this book of Galatians, God designed his church is designed to be full of spiritual people.
就算就在加拉太书，我们都可以看到神 在他的教会中放满了充满了属灵的人。
In chapter 3,
在第三章,
he says, He says, those who have received Christ by faith have received the Holy Spirit in them.
他说那些, 听信福音的人, 是受了圣灵的人。
Anyone who has faith in Christ
任何对基督有信心的人,
has been given new life by the Spirit.
都从圣灵受了新的生命,
has been given new power in the Spirit.
从圣灵领受了新的
And a new way to understand life because of the Spirit. But the spiritual people that I believe Paul is talking about is actually in the paragraph right before our text today, right before this.
是我们今天经文之前的一段。
Because in chapter 5, even in 25, he says he's talking about Spiritual people walk in the Spirit.
所以在5章25节说到, 属灵的人靠圣灵得生, 靠圣灵行事。
Spiritual people live by the Spirit.
属灵的人靠圣灵得生。
And those who live by the Spirit keep in step with the Spirit.
靠圣灵得生的人就靠圣灵行事。
Those who are spiritual are walking in the Spirit.
那些属灵的人与圣灵同行。
I'm walking with the Spirit.
与圣灵同行。
Every decision.
每一个决定。
As I go through the day.
那我每一天。
Do I walk kind of funny? It doesn't look that funny when you're really walking with the Spirit, though.
当你跟圣灵同行的时候，看上去会更好。
I am walking with the Spirit throughout the day.
每一日我都与圣灵同行。My
decisions become oriented to the leading of the Spirit.
我的决定都是因着圣灵的引导。The
Spirit takes what I know from the revealed Word of God to prompt me, to show me, to remind me, to speak to me. This is God's will for your life. I'm walking in the Spirit throughout each day.
每一天从早到晚，我与圣灵同行。圣灵就借着我对神的话语和经文的了解，不断的提醒我、引领我、给我建议。
Still walking that way, you see? There is, I don't know why. There is a word that I would summarize spiritual people.
有一个词可以很好的概括一个属灵的人。
Spiritual people are spirit-led people.
属灵的人是被圣灵引导的人。When
you are led by the Spirit,
当你被圣灵引导,
there is nothing that contradicts with the Word of God.
没有什么事会抵触神的话语。In
fact, the Spirit will always use what you know of God, what you've learned of God, what you've learned of God's heart for our life, His purposes for our life, and He will prompt you to keep living in that way.
所以圣灵会利用我们对神的了解，为我们学到的神的心意和旨意来提醒我们每日该如何生活。
God's desire for the church is that all of us at home, at here, wherever, the church is to be full of an active people, active in the life of the Spirit.
所以神对教会的心意是，不管你在家或者在教会，无论何处，神的子民都能够活泼的活出神的心意。Isn't
that beautiful?
这是不是很美妙呢？
I mean, I pray for our church to be like that. Would you join me in praying for our church to be like that?
我个人一直为我们教会这样祷告，你愿不愿意加入我呢？
I'm not sure if we're there yet.
我不确定我们是否已经到了那样的地步。
Because I still sense that there's some resistors in the midst.
我知道，因为我们当中还有一些人在抵触。There
are some resistors.
有一些人在抵触。Who
say, "Oh, not"?
就是很顽固的说，我不要。No. 我不要。I
have Jesus.
我有耶稣。That's
enough.
就够了。I
have heaven.
我有天堂。That's
enough.
就够了。I
do my thing.
我做我当做的。But
I resist.
但是我不愿意,
I put my foot down.
我要跺一下我的脚,
when you put your foot down,
当你放, 跺脚的时候,
you're not walking.
你就没有在行走。
We want walkers.
我们想要有前进行走的人。
Not resistors.
不是抵触者。
It's a beautiful picture of the church.
教会是一个很美妙的画面。
And even as we are walking,
当我们在行走的时候
it happens.
就发生了。
That there are times.
有的时候
when even the best of us resist.
我们当中最好的人都会抵触。
Sometimes we resist and we don't know.
有的时候我们在抵触的时候我们自己都不自知。
But when we're not moving our feet,
当我们的脚没有前进的时候
it's like a hill of gravel.
就像是一个山路。
No, gravel. You know, like 小石头。小石头的。
山路上常常有小石头。
Oh yeah, no, but it's 完全是小石头。Like 完全是一个山坡全部都是小石头 okay? That's why you have to walk this way. Because it's hard sometimes. You got to walk with the Spirit. 当你 okay, when you stop walking,
当你停滞不前的时候
you don't just stay still.
你并不是停在那里。
What happens?
会怎么样呢
Anybody, oh yeah, see, my daughter knows. Anybody who's climbed a gravel hill,
当你爬过这个充满小石头的
山路的时候 knows that when you're not walking,
都知道当你停止脚步
you're not standing still,
你不是就站在那里
what happens?
会怎么样呢
you're sliding down,
你其实是往下滑
and I'll tell you what,
我要告诉大家的是
this happens,
这样的事总是会发生
it happens with all of us,
我们每个人都有可能经历这样的。
It happens that the moments we begin to resist,
当我们开始抵触的时候
and we say, I'm not going to do that.
我们说我不要这样做。
And maybe you don't even know that. You didn't even make a conscious decision.
你可能都不是刻意的这样决定。
It could be that pattern of your flesh.
有可能是你肉体里的老我。
It could be the stronghold that the enemy has completely deceived you in.
或者是这个敌人已经完全的欺骗了你。
Whatever reason you have decided to resist, and now you are sliding back, and you don't even know.
所以你呢就开始抵触，然后你呢就不进而退，你自己也不知道。
The spiritual people of the church will sense that.
教会中属灵的人会感受到。
When I pray for people,
当我为弟兄姐妹祷告的
时候, there are times,
有时候,
when my heart is broken,
我心碎了,
because I see that when they've resisted, they're sliding.
因为我看到他们抵触的时候, 他们就往下滑。
You see what's happening inside of your brother or sister.
你看到你的弟兄姐妹,
and sometimes you don't know what to do.
有时候你不知所措。
You pray for them.
你为他们祷告。
You pray for them so much.
你迫切地为他们祷告。
Hoping that God will bring breakthrough.
希望神会带来突破。
Because it's painful, isn't it? To see your brother and sister sliding back.
因为当你看到弟兄姐妹往下沦陷的时候是很让人痛心的。
It's painful, isn't it?
非常让人
痛心。Those of you who are spiritual, you know what I'm talking about.
我们当中属灵的人知道我所描绘的。
You see someone, your brother or sister, hurting.
你看到你的弟兄姐妹受伤。
Sin has eaten away.
罪在不断的侵蚀他
Sin has broken,
打破了他
and they're injured,
他们受伤了
and they're by the wayside,
他们误入歧途
and you ask yourself, what can we do?
你就问自己我该怎么做
God, what can we do?
神啊我能做什么
They're just so spiritually broken, we don't know what to do.
他属灵上如此破碎我们不知当如何行
The beauty of God's word is he tells us something.
那么神的话语是那样的美妙，他告诉我。
He says, "You who are spiritual."
他说：“你们属灵的人
should restore him."
当把他挽回过来。
In a spirit of what? Of gentleness.
要用温柔的心。
You who are spiritual.
你们属灵的人
you go restore them in a spirit of gentleness.
就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
You know what Genesis 6:1 does not say?
你知道，创世纪 六章一节没有说到。
Galatians, that's our book.
Yeah.
Jonathan, that's okay. Say, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I could have said Psalms. What did I say? In Galatians. You know what Galatians 6:1 does not say? It does not give reason for the critic.
加拉太书六章一节没有给不是给一些批评的人指责的人。
It doesn't say be the critic always looking for the faults of others.
他没有叫你要盯着别人的过犯来看。
Ooh, what's going on? Some of us are. I talked about this a few weeks ago.
几周前我们讲过这个。
I see you.
我看到了。
Oh, I see that fault in your life.
我看到你生命中的这个缺点。
Oh, this must be telling me I need to let you know.
那我就要赶快告诉你。
I am the gift to the church.
我是神给教会的恩赐。
Of calling out everyone's faults.
要指出每个人的错误。
You know what that gift is?
你知道这是什么恩赐吗？
That's the gift of discouragement.
那是一个恩赐，叫做使人沮丧的。
And I'll tell you the best way to practice that gift.
那要怎么实践这个恩赐呢？最好的方式是
I want you to practice that gift in silence.
你就完全不要实践这个恩赐。
Keep it to yourself.
你就放自己心里好了。
Keep your discouragement to yourself.
把你这些灰心丧气的话留在自己心里。
God's design is not for us to practice the gift of discouragement here.
神的心意不是要我们不断的给人说丧气话。
So don't believe that you are God's gift to the church to find everyone's faults.
所以不要认为你是神赐给教会的，要找到每个人的
错误。And that is your responsibility to call them out.
也不是你的责任要指出每个人的错误。
Ask yourself.
问问自己。
Is this an operation with the Holy Spirit?
这是圣灵的工作吗？
Is this something that can build up?My brother or sister.
这是可以建造弟兄姐妹的吗?
Is this something that can be used by God in this journey in the process of restoring my brother or sister?
这是神要用来恢复我们弟兄姐妹的方式吗?
Because Galatians 6:1
因为加拉太书
Galatians, what am I saying?
加拉太书六章一节
is for us to restore our brothers and sisters in a spirit of gentleness.
教导我们要用温柔的心挽回我们的弟兄姐妹。
The spirit of gentleness is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
温柔是圣灵所结的果子。
That's why it's for people who do not have human fruit.
所以呢，是赐给那些没有，就是说靠肉体结的果子。
But for those who have Spirit fruit.
而是那些圣灵所结的果子。
Those who have this spirit of gentleness bringing restoration.
那些有温柔果子的人能够带来挽回修复。
Will bring truth in love.
可以在爱中带来真理。
Because we know that brother or sister who has fallen by the wayside
因为我们知道那个误入歧途的弟兄或姐妹
could be living in a way that they're just not aware of
他们可能自己都不自觉
It could be that they are experiencing a great struggle because they are under this spiritual stronghold
有可能是因为他们在属灵的征战中有一个很大的 很大的挑战
She knows
连小朋友都表示同意
Whether they are aware of it or not
不管他们自己是否自知
The spirit of gentleness brings truth in love
温柔的心在爱中带出真理
I think very sadly
但是可悲的是
I don't think we really practice this one another of restoration very often.
我觉得我们并没有常常的实践出这个彼此修复。
I'm not sure if we know how to do this very well.
我也不确定我们是否知道如何做得好。
I'm being honest with you, church.
我跟大家很坦诚。
We might sense something for someone.
我们可能觉得某人有哪里不对了。
We might even pray for them.
我们为他祷告。
But too often we're too timid or too afraid to say something or do something about it.
但有的时候我们太胆怯了，不敢说什么或做什么。
Sometimes we just might be too preoccupied with our own life.
有的时候我们可能被自己的生活完全占据了。
We're not making room for our brothers and sisters.
我们心中已经没有给弟兄姐妹留下来的地方。
Or honestly, we just haven't really honed in to this one another enough.
或者坦白讲，我们可能就是对这个彼此没有很好的了解。
We haven't really honed in that God has actually called His people to restore one another.
我们可能对神呼召我们要彼此挽回没有太注重。
Sometimes we don't even know where to start.
有的时候我们都不知道从哪里开始。
I'm not saying this to condemn us, church.
弟兄姐妹，我不是这样指责大家。
What I'm saying is that I was led this week.
我只是说这周我被引导。
That as we give God's word, that you would see this.
当我们看到神所赐的话语，我们就会有这样的看见。
And that we would see the need to be growing in this area of restoring one another.
我们就看到我们需要在彼此修复这方面有所成长。
So that we can begin to learn how to practice it.
这样我们就开始学着去实践。
We can learn and pray into actively praying and restoring one another.
我们可以祷告中学习如何彼此挽回和修复。
Bringing the truth in a spirit of gentleness, which is in love.
用温柔的心在爱中带出真理。
Always thinking for the good of my brother or sister.
总是为我弟兄姐妹的益处考虑。
Now this doesn't mean that we don't speak the truth.
这不是说我们不讲真话。
Sometimes it is in the act of speaking truth that brings pain, and this initial pain prevents us from even stepping into speaking truth.
有的时候真话会伤人。也就导致我们不想讲真话。
And so we don't speak the truth.
那我们就不讲真话。
But when it's the truth,
但当这是真话的时候，
you know what scripture says, it's the truth that sets you free.
你看经文讲到真理使人得自由。
Do you invite other spiritual people to speak truth into your life?
你是否邀请其他属灵的人对你的生命讲真话呢？
Do you have spiritual people that you ask to speak truth into your life because you know they speak it out of love and in a spirit of gentleness?
你是否有一群属灵的人，你可以寻求向他们寻求真相，因为他们会在爱中用温柔的心讲真话。
I desire to surround myself with spiritual people who will speak spiritual truth into my life.
我个人特别的渴慕能有一群属灵的人愿意向我讲属灵的真话。
Because do you know what breaks down spiritual strongholds?
你知道什么会打破属灵战场上的那些堡垒呢？
Do you know what restores the lives of our brothers and sisters?
你知道什么修复弟兄姐妹的生命？
We said it earlier.
之前我们提到了。
It's spiritual people who bring spiritual solutions.
属灵的人带来属灵的答案。
Spiritual solutions comes from the truth that sets us free.
属灵的答案来自于那些给我们带来自由的属灵真理。
In other words,When you want to be free of your spiritual stronghold,
换言之，你想要从这个属灵征战的堡垒中被
When you want to be restored,
得自由，得恢复
的时候 You need an application of the spiritual solution that brings that inner healing.
你需要属灵的真理被实践出来，能够给你带来内心的属灵的洁净。
You want to surround yourself with people who will speak with gentleness that spiritual solution into your life.
你需要有属灵的人能够用温柔的心对你讲出属灵的解决方案。
Why do we do this?
我们为什么这样做呢？
Why would we do this?
我们为什么这么做呢？
Look at verse 2.
我们看看第二节。
Galatians 6 verse 2.
加拉太书六章二节。
Because we bear one another's burdens.
因为我们个人的重担要互相担当。
Wow, that's another one another we're seeing here.
你看，我们又看到了一个互相。
We bear one another's burdens.
我们互相担当彼此的重担。
And when we are bearing one another's burdens,
当我们互相担当彼此的重担，
we fulfill the law of Christ.
我们就完全了基督的律法。
We fulfill Christ's law.
我们完全基督的律法。
The law of Christ is a love that's so deep for God.
基督的律法体现了神对我们的深爱。
It's being so engaged and connected with God.
它让我们与神亲密的、深刻的连接。
It's when you know of God's love for you in such a powerful way.
我们就可以深刻的体会到神对我们的大爱。
That you are able to overflow with that love to your brothers and sisters around you.
你会被神的爱所充满，以至于神的爱满溢到你身边的弟兄
姐妹。The law of Christ.
基督的律法。
Is that because you are so soaked in God's love.
你完全被神的爱所浸透了。
That it spills out into the lives of your brothers and sisters.
这个爱就满溢出来到你身边的弟兄姐妹。
If you do not have love that is pouring out of you to brothers and sisters.
如果你没有那些能够向弟兄姐妹倾倒的爱。
You're not familiar enough with the love of God.
你就对神对你的爱没有正确的认识。
And as you are pouring out in the love for brothers and sisters.
当你向弟兄姐妹倾注你的爱的时候。
It actually helps you understand the love of God even more.
实际上会帮助你更深的了解神对你的爱。
Your relationships with one another.
你与彼此的关系。
Strengthen this relationship with God.
增强你与神的关系。
Your relationship with God.
你与神的关系。
Strengthens your relationship with one another.
增强你们彼此的关系。
That's the law of Christ.
这是基督的律法。
That gets fulfilled.
就得了完全。
But notice here.
但是也注意一下。
That it says to bear one another's burdens.
说到要担当彼此的重担。
It says bear one another's burdens.
说到担当彼此的重担。
Right?A burden is something that is so heavy in my life that I am struggling to stand up under the weight of it.
负担是一个很沉重的担子，在我的生命中，我自己无法担当。
I used to go to the gym and lift weights.
我以前是会去健身房，卧推。
Today I'm just...Little fat.
现在又长胖了。
But I used to enjoy lifting weights.
但是我之前曾经很享受这个举重卧推。
And in the gym,
在健身房
I love to work on my chest.
我很喜欢锻炼我的胸肌。
So you lay down on the bench press.
你就躺在那个卧推的那个地方。
And you push the weight up and down.
然后你就举重。
And being a typical man.
我是一个男子汉。
I like to put more weight and test the limits of my strength.
我喜欢要加很多的这个重量。
So when you see me at the gym,
当你看到我在健身房的时候
you will often hear the 45s clacking.
你就会看到我抖发抖发在那。
Where I am struggling to lift up the weight.
所以我就在很努力的挑战自己，举起很重的杠铃。
And in the gym, you always find someone who can be your spotter.
在健身房有时也会有那种帮你看着的人。
Someone who stands near you.
他就会站在你身边。
So that when they see you struggling to carry the weight.
当他看到你要举起自己
They give you an assist.
很有挑战的一个杠铃的时候他们会帮助你
They give you an assist.
他们帮助你
They help me bring the weight up to the bar.
他帮着我把这个杠铃举到那个杆上。
The picture that God's word gives to us
神这里赐给我们的图画
is that there are times
某些时候
in brothers and sisters' lives
在弟兄姐妹的生命中
where they are struggling under the weight of life
当他们在生命的负担中不堪重负的时候
it could be sin
有可能是罪
but it may not be
也有可能不是
it's just the weight of life is causing me to struggle under the weight of it
就是生命中有些我们无法独自承受的重担
and what God says
神说
is that we can be a spotter for one another
我们可以彼此照看
that when I walk by and I see my brother or sister struggling under the weight of life
当我们看到弟兄姐妹在生命的重担下
that I can be there and help bear the weight of my brother and sister
我就要在那里帮助我的弟兄姐妹担当这个重担
I'll tell you what
让我跟你说
I see that happening here
我看到我们当中
It's not with everyone
不是每个人
But I see it happening here
但我的确看到
There are brothers and sisters who see spiritual people who see that others are struggling under the weight of life
我们有弟兄姐妹看到我们当中有人在生命的重压下
and they will help be there to bear the burden
他们就在那里彼此互相担当
it's an amazing thing
真是很美妙
I've heard recent testimonies of that
我有听到最近的一些见证
where there are brothers and sisters seeing the needs of people that they hardly know but because they know that someone is under the weight of life they're coming into be their spotter.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹看到甚至不是他们的熟人就是知道别人生活中有需要他们就进来帮助。
So that they are fulfilling the law of Christ.
这样他们就完全了基督的律法。
See, the reason why we're in this series
为什么我们要讲这个系列呢?
is because the church of God, our church, whether you're at home or here, I have been reminded by God to remind you that we are to be active.
我们的教会不管你是在家还是在这里神提醒我提醒大家教会应当活泼
that we belong to one another
我们属于彼此
we belong to one another
我们属于彼此
and through this last year
过去的一年
even though God has had so much mercy on our church
虽然神对我们教会充满怜悯
as your shepherd
作为你的牧者
I want to shepherd you to be active, church.
我想要牧养大家让我们能够更加的活泼
And how do we get activated?
我们如何才能被激发呢
It's by the Holy Spirit.
是靠圣灵
The Holy Spirit who we walk with.
那个我们与我们同行的圣灵
So that when we see brothers and sisters who are stuck and broken and in need of restoration, we're active in restoring one another.
所以每当我们看到弟兄姐妹陷入最终破碎需要修复我们就能够积极的来帮助他
That's why there's a little verse in there that says oh keep watch over yourself lest you be tempted
所以在经文中也讲到又当自己小心恐怕也被引诱
Don't think that you're the only one who does restoration
不要认为你是那唯一一个做修复工作
It says even to those who are spiritual
他说到就算是那些属灵的人
Keep watch
也要小心
Lest you begin to backslide
恐怕你也被引诱
The picture that God gave to us for this morning
今天早上神赐给我们的图画
is that as we belong to one another
就是当我们彼此属于相属
as we begin to reopen
当我们要开放重新开放
we don't want to scramble in to create just a busy church
我们不是要想要创造一个繁忙的教会。
We want to be practicing the things that matter.
我们想要实践出有意义的事。
There's a lot of language in the scripture where we are one another.
经文里有提到许多的彼此互相。
That's very relational.
这是很非常关于是关系的。
It's very relational.
是有关关系的。
God's church is very relational.
神的教会是与关系有关
It's very relational with God
与神的关系。
Which allows us to be very relational with one another.
使得我们能够与彼此建立关系。
And some of you are, no.
我们当中有些人拒绝。
I don't do that.
我不愿意这样行。
And I pray for you.
我为你祷告。
I pray for you.
我为你祷告。
But the church is growing in these relationships with God and with one another.
但是教会在与神的关系与彼此的关系中不断成长。
That's why we emphasize so much what's going on in your small group, what's going on in your fellowship, what's going on in your Sunday school.
这也就是为什么我们非常注重小组团契和主日学。
You need to be a part of a community of believers.
你需要在一群属灵的人的环境当中。
I just heard two testimonies from two of our older sisters at our church. I don't know if it's okay to call them older.
我才听到了我们当中年长的两位姐妹的见证。
And they said, I love my small group.
他们说我好爱我们的小组。
They said, I love my Sunday school gathering.
我很爱主日学。
They testified that they're experiencing so much love, so much relationship within the sisters group.
他们见证到他们
older sisters.
在他们长青姐妹的团契中感受到如此多的爱和如此多的关系。
They're sharing how God's word is not just going into your mind, they're struggling with how God's word gets into your life.
他们不单是看到神的话如何进入他们的头脑中，而是进入他们的生命中。
They're encouraging one another.
他们彼此鼓励。
They are forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕。
They're praying for one another.
彼此祷告。
They're restoring one another.
彼此挽回。
And one other older sister,The third older sister, I don't know if it's okay to call them older.
第三位年长的姐妹。
She says, there's a revival there.
她说我看到了复兴。
There's a revival in this group of older sisters.
在这个长青姐妹团契中有复兴。
And I was like, yes!
我
I said, 对!
欢呼雀跃。太好了
I said, that's the picture that God wants for us here.
我想这就是神要让我们看到的画面。
So I pray for that.
我为此祷告。
I ask you to pray for that.
也请大家为此祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I come before you because you already know what I want, so I don't need to say it that much.
天父啊，我们来到你的面前，你已经知道我要所讲的。
Lord, this is a group of people where spiritual things happen.
主啊，这是一群人当中属灵的事情要发生。
And yet there are those in our midst, even today, who have fallen spiritually by the wayside.
然而就在今天，我们当中也有人在属灵中跌倒了。
And I know there may be a day, and there has been days, when I've fallen spiritually by the wayside.
我也知道有的时候我自己也在属灵中跌倒。
And that you've given me brothers and sisters, spiritual brothers and sisters, who bring to me spiritual solutions.
你赐给我属灵的弟兄姐妹，给我带来属灵的解决方案。
Who join me in my journey?
他们与我同行。
Who walk with me?
他们与我在一个同一个旅途上。
Who know me?
他们了解我。
And they love me.
爱我。
And they remind me.
提醒我。
Lord, that you know me.
主，你认识我。
And that you love me.
你爱我。
And that I'm on a journey together with them.
我与他们同行。
In a way, we are all being spiritually restored.
我们一起在属灵上得到修复。
We pray for that.
我们为此祷告。
May you bless and lead and enable our church with willing spiritual people, not resistors, but willing spiritual brothers and sisters who we grow in this together.
求你提醒我们，引导我们，赐给我们力量，让我们教会中充满了有愿意的心的弟兄姐妹，能够彼此修复。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.